Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred, the host of Religion Means Alive. And we have a very exciting guest host with us, Sister Badira Aisha Muhammad, the Hummus Queen. She has guests, and she's going to conduct the program if she's on. Let's check and see which number, where she is at, which mic she's on, and then we will proceed with the program. Yes. I haven't gotten a signal from whence she broadcasts, and we're going to have the program. Today I'd just like to announce to you that every Monday we're going to have New Africa Day. We'll be introducing some hot discussions for you every Monday. Tuesday, Murad Muhammad will be on. Wednesday, we will have Emotional Health Day. Thursday, Physical Health Day. Friday, Wrap-Up of the Week. And Saturday, we will have an open forum and interview with Imam Alfred. And those of you who wish to support me can support us by sending donations to Imam Alfred at PayPal. And now we're getting ready to introduce our co-host. Also, you can go to my fund that is for prostate cancer, GoFundMe. Imam Alfred, prostate cancer, GoFundMe. Well, thank all of you for tuning in. I want to thank Sister Khadira Aisha Muhammad, the Hummus Queen, for doing a phenomenal job of just promoting the program. We're thankful to Almighty God, Allah, for her promotional effort. We need more people, not talking, but working. Sister Aisha, are you on?
And will you then alaikum. Yes, I'm here.
Wa alaikum assalam. Will you then introduce our guest? And I, if you're a guest per Sister Aisha Muhammad, the Hummus Queen, you press 1, and then she'll conduct the show so we know you are on the phone. Just press 1 on the phone, and we'll know that you're available. So I'm going to leave it to you, Sister, and you know, I'm just going to sit back, chill out. We have someone from 570 area code, and they are on with you, and you can introduce them. Anyone else is on, that's your guest. Now, Sister Aisha Muhammad will now conduct the rest of this show. I will be back, and if there are any guests, Sister, I will text you to let you know that people can call in. And you can call in at 805-727-7013. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. First, we want to give thanks to Allah and Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of the Prophet. We want to start off today by talking about some issues of being a small business owner, especially being Muslim and a woman. And I have the honor to introduce to you guys Mrs. Abdul Rahim, who owns Conservative Creations. And are you on the line?
Yes. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, sister. So thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you taking the time out your busy schedule to do this call. And we want to, you know, get your name out there in the community and also promote your business. So I'm going to start off by asking you to introduce yourself and letting us know a little bit about yourself and your background.
My name is Nusayla Abdul Rahman. I'm the owner of Conservative Creations. We're covering you is what we do. I'm a small business located here in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and I've been in business now for 16 years, alhamdulillah. And I'm just, I started basically after embracing the beautiful religion of Al-Islam and wanting to make my own clothing. So it went from just me making clothes for myself and my family to family members and friends, and then it just kept spreading, alhamdulillah.
Okay, so during that time, was there an issue that you couldn't find the particular type of style of clothing you were looking for? Was it like the sizing, they didn't carry your size? Because I know me being a plus-size sister, a lot of times I go to stores or, you know, different various Islamic boutiques, and I can't find anything my size. Was that one of your inspirations on as far as giving you the idea of starting your own business and sewing for everyone?
Yes, it was. Just, you know, going into the stores, like you said, being 5'7" and having long arms, you know, was kind of hard buying stuff that fit you the way that this is supposed to fit you Islamically, according to, you know, how we're ordered to cover. So I just brought my sewing machine up out of the basement and dusted it off, and I just, you know, basically what I did was I traced one overgarment, and because my aunt, just watching her sew for years growing up, you know, she taught me a lot of things, and things I didn't know or couldn't get right, I would just have her come over and teach me, you know, and things like that, and, you know, just not being able to find certain things that was appealing to me, you know, I wanted to just start sewing and doing my own thing.
And that's understandable. I know, like, a lot of sisters have that issue. Like, a lot of times I just order myself from some of the bigger type stores that, you know, will customize to size. I mean, it's not always, like, you know, fashionable or, you know, something that I would want to wear every day, but that's my basic outlet, and I have taken a look at your actual page, and we've done it before together. So, you know, I've seen some of your pieces, and they're very, very nice. How is the store coming along? I know you just recently opened up the store.
The store is coming along beautiful, mashallah. There's no complaints, actually. Meeting new people every day, you know, new Muslims from different cultures and backgrounds, and being able to accommodate them all, you know, is a beautiful thing, you know, and not just, you know, leaving my line open to one set of people. You know, I have kente cloth fabric, you know, I have suiting for those who, you know, are in the professional world, corporate America, and, you know, have to dress modest, you know, for work, but still cover correctly, you know. And then I had those who, you know, just embracing Islam and just aren't ready to put on a full overgarment yet. So I try to make skirts and, you know, long, modest tunics and things like that for them. But the store is beautiful. The store is, you know, alhamdulillah, I can't complain. It's in a good area, high traffic area, and I get people to come in every day.
Okay. And tell us the address to the store so we can all, inshallah, get there one day to, you know, support you and support your business. Just give us the address and how we can contact you and so forth.
Okay, the store is located at 446 North Main Street. That's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 18705. The number to the store is 570-540-9822.
And do you have a website or anything if somebody wanted to order online or, you know, even contact you via, like, Messenger? Or you, what's your, like, name and everything that's on social networks?
Well, on Facebook, you can contact me via my page, Conservative Creations. It does give you the location of the store. If you click on, you know, the location, it will give you the location of the store and tell you how to get there. I have an Instagram. It's conservative_creations. I'm actually working on a website. I have a few people working on a website for me now, so I'm just waiting to see what their finished product is going to be before I choose which one I'm going to, you know, allow to go viral, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. That's good information. Thanks for sharing that information with us. Okay, just one quick question that, you know, I'm just going to ask several questions, you know, feel free to answer those at your leisure. What do you like most about your profession?
What do I like most? I think I just love the creativity. I love being able to be creative. I love being able to cover the Muslims and seeing creativity, you know, on other people. It's one thing when you're sitting at a sewing machine or you're sitting at your sketch, table and you're sketching it out, but when you actually put it together and then you see someone in it, it's amazing. It's indescribable.
I know, because I've seen one of your pieces. It was the orange colored jacket with the black and white. I thought that piece was really, really cute. And I'm sure someone snatched that right up, because it was a very nice piece. And I do like the way how you coordinate, you know, covering modestly with also being, you know, trendy. Like, I see that you do a lot of ruffles and bows and things of that nature. That's like, you know, sort of down the line of how I dress. So I definitely will be supporting you in the future, inshallah, because you do have some very nice pieces at the store.
Mashallah.
What do you least like about what you do? And I know we all have issues, because I know sometimes, like when I'm making hummus and things of that nature, it can get a bit frustrating, because you may have a lot of orders. And I know when it's just you doing something, like in my case with making hummus, I'm the only one that makes it. I don't have, you know, my children or, you know, anybody helping me at the time making it. So I know it can get a bit frustrating, like when I have a lot of orders or if I'm catering a party and things of that nature. What would you say you least like about it?
What I've learned over the years is not to take on more than what I can handle. So for the most part, if I'm running a special, I don't take no more than 10 clients for that particular special. It allows me to get the product to the customers, you know, on time. It allows, you know, me to stay within the time frame that I give them of 7 to 14 business days. Least likely, I think the thing I least like about the business is when I get designer's block, when I'm just like, okay, what do I make next? You know, what's trending right now? And, you know, what do I make to get the attention, you know, of the people? Because there's so many seamstresses in the business, and a lot of us are good at what we do. A lot of us specialize in, you know, different things, you know, whether it's the swing, whether it's just the basic A-line or skirt or tuning. So for me, the thing I like least is when I get to a point where I'm like, I don't know what to do next.
Okay. I guess that happens to plenty of people, you know, in these type of situations. You know, like I get problems with that creativity, and, you know, sometimes I just got to go thinking beyond, you know. Imam Alfred, he always talks about my hummus, the black IP hummus, because he's like, wait a minute, how did you do that? So, you know, I try to, you know, come up with different ideas and things that would be appealing to taste. So I definitely get that. Now, do you ship? Like, if someone came to your store or would eventually go on the website, or actually seen a piece online, would you ship them, like, you know, ship it to them within the state,
yes,
or
correct,
even out the country if you ever got someone, you know, that wanted something out the country?
Yes, right now I have a few customers in several different states, and I do ship to them. And alhamdulillah, you know, that it has went as viral as it did. Social media helps a lot with business. And lately, all I've been getting is, you need a website. So I just had no choice but to start working. I didn't think that I needed one. I felt, you know, when you're in business for yourself, by yourself, you just feel like, okay, I'm a small company and I really don't need it. Everybody will just go to my social media page. But you have so many people who don't have social media and want to buy my clothing. So sometimes a friend will come in and say, oh, I showed a friend of mine some things of yours and she wants to order this. So I'll take down her information. And for the most part, because I've been doing it for so long, if a person can tell me the size clothing that they wear, I can pretty much tell them what size garment they will wear as far as my sizes are concerned. And then I just ship to them.
Yeah, that's something I'm trying to work on. I mean, you don't have the problem of having a perishable product, you know, like I do. So I've been trying to, you know, find out different ways that would be cost saving, because it's so many people. Like, I get emails, I get text messages of, you know, people wanting to buy my product, but unfortunately, I only serve like the tri-state areas. I mean, you know, business is good, but, you know, it could be better, and, you know, things like that, like with shipping, and, you know, that's what something small businesses have to deal with on a daily basis. So
right.
I know that you said earlier you've been sewing for about 16 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
it's 1999.
That was a good year, right?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I've been sewing since I was a kid, you know, just watching my aunt. I used to assist her a lot, you know, and it was funny because she taught me by way of a pattern, and I just don't like patterns. So, you know, right. I went into business 16 years ago in 1999 when I embraced Islam and took Shahada. That's when I started sewing for myself.
Okay, mashallah. So what do you hope your business evolves into? Like, do you want your clothing in, like, Macy's in a couple of years? Like, what are you looking that Conservative Creations can evolve to, like, on a grand scale? I mean, we can dream and hope and, you know, make do for those types of situations. But what do you really see, you know, it growing into?
You know, I see, of course, with the permission of Allah, me having a few boutiques in different states, carrying, of course, you know, the same products and things to make it easier for the people in those states to be able to get, you know, the products that I, you know, carry and that I make and things like that. I haven't looked too much into, you know, doing, like, you know, dealing with, like, the big stores and stuff like that. If you know, should it happen, alhamdulillah, you know, I definitely would embrace it. And, of course, I would have to think, you know, more into manufacturing. But I think that's my biggest thing. I love what I do, and I love having the hands on myself. So in my opinion, it becomes impersonal when you're not doing the work yourself and you're having someone else mass produce it, you know, and the people buy it. So, and I just love the fact that I, you know, can cover the Muslims, the believers, modestly, but I can still allow them to keep the individuality. Everyone doesn't want to look like everyone. We were born as individuals, and that's like the thing that I, you know, I stick close to. I like for everyone to be who they are. So it's important to me to get to know my customers and my clients and get to know their personality, what colors favor their complexion, you know, what shape garments, you know, complement, you know, their body shape and things like that. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're getting things manufactured, you know, and that, you know, you don't have that personal touch, that one-on-one. So, you know, wherever it all leads me, I'm the best.
Absolutely. You know, I feel the same way. You know, like, people ask me all the time, oh, you should go to Whole Foods or you should try this market and see if they'll carry your product. And, you know, that's something I would love to do, but I tell everyone, because, you know, when they taste my hummus, they're like, oh, I never taste hummus like this before. It's totally different from the store. You know, I'm not putting additives and preservatives and things of that nature in my product. And I make all of any hummus order that I do myself. Like, my kids can't do it. My mom, my brothers, nobody could do it except for me, because I'm the only one that knows the recipe. And I get exactly what you're talking about, because I'm like, when I make hummus for people, you know, you want that personal touch, and I'm making it for you. Like, I don't have it sitting in my refrigerator on a shelf, you know, waiting for somebody to call. If you call me, I go and get those products if I don't have those, you know, at home at the time. And then I make your product fresh. Like, it's 24 hours, you know, ahead of time that, you know, I take an order in. But your product is fresh. And it's not, you know, something that's sitting there. So I definitely get the personal touch and not wanting to have your product mass produced, because you lose that of, you know, putting your special touches on things, because you may say, oh, I'm going to put a little bow on this today, or, you know, oh, I think this would look better with a belt and things like, you know, things of that nature. So I definitely get it where you don't want to get on that grand scale. And then it's like you lose touch with your customers. Like you said, you love what you do. You want to, you know, get that kind of rapport with your clients, and, you know what they like, and you could sew something and, like, you know, sister so and so or brother so and so, look, I made this for you, and it's not like, oh, I don't like that. But it's like, oh, sister, mashallah, you read my mind. This is exactly what I was thinking about. This is exactly what I wanted. You know, so I definitely get that. So, speaking on, you know, designing and things of that nature, who would be your heroes as far as, like, who do you look up to as far as people who sew?
Oh, wow. Well, it wouldn't be anybody famous. I mean, I look to the locals. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, my aunt, she was amazing. She doesn't sew any longer, but, you know, I have an aunt on my mother's side as well as my father's side. They were amazing seamstresses.
Okay.
And I still call them to the day. You know, like, I will still call them and say, listen, I need help with something. This is the idea I have. I need some help. You know, and they'll walk me through it. But I'm more of a visual learner. I need them to be right there. So sometimes I'll take trips to Philly and just go sit up underneath them like, okay, I need to perfect this before I go home. You know, but I would say my aunt, I would say my grandmother, she was a peacemaker. So, you know, she did a lot of sewing. My father was a tailor. My uncle, you know, he did tailoring, you know, as well. So, you know, my mother, she was the best interior decorator. Like, she just had the best ideas for things.
Right.
And, you know, my creativity just runs deep, you know, within my family. So, like, yes, I do grab inspiration from designers, you know, like the top designers and things like that.
Right.
You know, those who make those dresses, you know, they be on the runways for, like, Jill Scott
right.
and, you know, NDIRE and things like that. I do look to those things for inspiration. And, okay, can I add some sleeves to this? Can I make it a little bit more loose, you know, in the bust area?
Right.
You know,
right.
would this look better as a swing or A-line? You know, but for the most part, my heroes start with family.
Oh, mashallah. You know, and listening to you, it sounds like you come from a long line of people who know what they're doing in this type of business. You know, and that's great because usually, you know, like, you know, people mimic what they see. And it clearly sounds like you have definitely taken that on as far as following in the footsteps of your family member. So that's great. You know, that gives people confidence, too. Like, she's just not a sister who just started sewing last night. Or
right.
she's doing. Like, you come from a long line of people who were in this business. So that's good. And speaking, I hear you speak of your aunt a lot during this call. What is it that she, like, she zeroed in on for you as far as, like, does she say, okay, you shouldn't put this here. You should actually put, you know, a zipper here or put a button here. What is it that she critiques you on?
A lot, like, if she's physically, you know, there when I finish something, she'll look at it and she'll say, okay, now you know you need to press this seam. And you know you need to make this here. And you need to put some darts here. You know, like, she critiques the work. But, you know, over the years, what she did was she enhanced it more because I was plain in the beginning. I was. It was just A-lines, and that was it. And I remember the very first garment I made, and we laughed so hard about it because, like, you couldn't even walk in it. It was like a mermaid dress. It made it so straight. And she was like, no. She was like, A-line is when you go out, you know. So we sat
right.
there and, you know, we laid the fabric out on the floor and then I finally got it right. And then from there, like, you know, like I said, I just never used patterns. I just went from there and every garment I cut out, she just basically explained to me, you know, when you take the measurements, you want to add 2 inches and you want to take some
right.
in here and then you want to add a dart if they want, you know, it to fit in this area because the Kmart's going to cover it anyway, you know, and things
right.
like that. So, like, it was those little things, you know. You have to do a zipper with a zipper foot. You know, don't cheat. You know, it was those
right,
things.
Right.
It just, you know, it meant so much to me. You know, even when I first started sewing, I didn't know what a serger was. And she was like, you have to get a serger. And I was like, okay,
right.
what is that? She was like, listen, I'm going to show you how to use it, and this is what you're going to do. And from that point on, even when I teach classes, when I teach, you know, my sewing classes, I tell people it's just so important. I don't care if all you're sewing for is your family. A serger is so important.
Right, yeah, and that, I don't have a clue about sewing. I can only thread a needle. You know, that's as far as I can go with it. But I do know you need a serger. Like, I do know
mm-hmm.
I do know that much. Like, to finish those hem lines, or if you're doing a Kmart or a Shayla, you can't
mm-hmm.
use a regular sewing machine. You definitely need a serger. So that's about
the
as far as I can go.
Right,
ahead.
The serger is like the finishing touch to your
right.
project, whatever it is. You know, I feel like when you put yourself out there, you know, on social media and you say that you're a seamstress, a person should be able
right.
to pull your garment inside out and look at it. And even if they was rushing out the house and put it on the wrong way, you can't tell. That is because it's clean.
Right.
You know, everything's clean, the edges are clean, you know, on the inside, and it's just so important. And it's not to say that garments can't be made without a surgeon, because they can, depending on the fabric, right, depending on the type of shears that you use, and if you take the time out to actually complete it. For me, of course I want to pay my bills, but for me, it's, I get the joy out of seeing you happy with my finished product, putting it on, seeing your face, the glow, you know. I mean, I've had sisters come into the boutique and they spin around if they put a garment on, and it brightens my day. I mean, I could be going through something and it just makes me feel good.
That's a beautiful
thing. To see them pleased.
That's definitely a beautiful thing when, you know, you see the expression on the client's face, happy with the product, and then, you know, behind them being happy with the product comes the referral. So, you know, I know you'd be ecstatic seeing them, you know, twirl around in the shop in the dress, you know, because you're like, okay, that's a winner. I know, you know, the customer is satisfied. And inshallah, they'll return to do business and, you know, even refer you in the future. So that's always a positive thing. So
yes.
What do you do in your spare time?
Outside of studying, spending time with my children, my husband, my grandchildren, the most of my time sketching and sewing. Like, I'm always sewing. I don't, if I couldn't sew, I would probably, oh my goodness, I can't even think of what I would be doing if I couldn't sew. Like, I love to do it. And I never thought that I would come to love it as much as I do, because I've been a hairstylist for 27 years, you know.
Wow.
So
okay.
I never thought that I would have a passion outside of being a cosmetologist. And they run neck and neck. They run neck and neck, because if I'm not doing one, I have to be doing the other.
Okay, so you still do that on the side? You still do hair on the side?
Yeah, from time to time, I get a couple Muslimas that come to me and be like, you know, they don't want to go to the shops, you know, because of the exposure,
right,
and they'll come, you know, and be like, I need my hair done, I need you to do something, I need a treatment, or, you know, things like that. So it's always one or the other. My sons won't go to a barber. They will only allow me to cut their hair, so... I just had to, you know, I had to stay up to date with, you know, clippers and trimmers and haircuts and everything.
MashaAllah, that's a good thing. Maybe you might get a little goof in the back and, you know, do hair and so, you know, you never know, MashaAllah, how that'll work out. But, you know, it's always great to be multi-talented. Like, you have to have more than one skill, you know, or do more than one thing, because if that particular thing doesn't fall through the way you want it to, you want to be able to, you know, fall back on something else and, you know, do something else. You know, that's why, like, with myself, when I got into the hummus business, you know, people were like, well, what made you want to do hummus of all things? I've been doing hummus for years, like 10 years. Like, anytime I had a family function or event, something that I was attending, they always be like, can you bring some, you know, hummus? Can you make some hummus?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like with the last year, is like when I went public with my business, you know, my girlfriend and my cousin really encouraged me. They was like, look, your hummus is the bomb. It's better than anything.
It really is.
Any store brand I have ever tasted. So you should try to start selling it. And when I started, it took off more than what I thought it would be. But, you know, you get your down peaks and your up peaks and things of that nature. So I'm just thankful that I do have something to fall back on, you know, because I cater as well. Like, I do Mediterranean, Caribbean-style cooking and cater as well. So I got those two things besides my full-time job that I do. So, you know, mashallah, I'm very thankful to Allah for allowing me to have these different experiences. And now, you know, I'm doing this. I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, that's how, you know, we get our exposure and get out there in the community, get our voices heard and get our names, you know, throughout the community. How has having your business changed you? Were you like before, were you just doing it exclusively out your home, or were you doing vending events, you know, like how, you know, we met up doing vending events, or like how did your business change you and how you look at everything that's happened so far?
It made me work harder. It made me actually give myself a schedule because I never had a schedule. But now I have no choice because my store is open, you know, from 10 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Fridays, 9 to 7. I preach for Juma on Fridays. And Saturdays is open from 9 to 7 as well. So the only days I'm closed is Sunday and Tuesday. Tuesday is usually the day that I do all my sewing. I do all my running, New York, Philly, Jersey, you know, to get, you know, fabric and things like that. And on Sundays, I usually hold a small sewing class at the store, and it's free for whoever wants to come.
Did y'all hear that? I hope you guys are listening on the line. Did you hear what she said? The sewing classes are free, F-R-E-E. I'm hoping that y'all heard that. I'm really hoping that y'all heard that because, you know, stuff isn't free that much nowadays. So, inshallah, if you got a chance to get down there to the sister store, the classes are free. She said it, F-R-E-E, free. Sewing classes. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, they are. They are definitely free. Like I said, they can reach me on, you know, Conservative Creations on Facebook, or they can DM me at Conservative_Creations on Instagram. But I don't think my store has changed me none. If anything, I feel more humbled by the experience, the exposure, you know, and I just feel more determined to work harder, you know, to get the product out there, to keep my store stocked. You know, and that's it. You know, I don't think it's changed me any at all. You know, and not my personality. I'm still the same person that I've always been.
Okay, alhamdulillah. That's definitely good to know. I just want to take this quick second to reach out to anybody if you would like to ask a question of me or, you know, the sister on the line whose store is Conservative Creations. Feel free to call in and press 1 if you have a question. I'll just give it a second or two.
805-727-7013. And if you are already online, press 1 and we will definitely answer you. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Alfred. I appreciate that. So while we're on the line, do you have any questions for me? Because I know you were like, oh, I can't believe that you're reaching out to me. You know, I look at people and in the community and I see, you know, I'm very observant. I'm very attentive to different things, and I see how people work and see how people do things. And I knew that you had opened the store, and when we had vended together that day, we had an awesome time. You know, got to know each other a little bit better and things of that nature. And then when you were stating that you were opening the store, I was just so happy for you because, you know, it gives you the exposure. And like you said, it's something that you love to do. And, you know, this is like your passion. This is your love. So, you know, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to promote that. So if you have any questions for me, feel free to ask at this time.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's a question. It's more or less like, you know, just complimenting you. I'm honored, you know, of course, that you reached out to
Mashallah.
Me, you know, and asked me to do the show. I was shocked because, you know, sometimes we only know people by Facebook. We only know them by social media, what they post, you know, what they promote, you know, and a lot of times people don't get to, they don't understand that it's so much behind, you know, a status, or there's so much behind a profile picture, you know. You know, I admire a lot of things, you know, I admire the fact that you're outspoken, you say exactly what you mean, and there's a lot of people who are not like that, so I just admire that, you know, about you, and, you know, your professionalism, you know, when you reached out to me and wanted to then, you know, and it was fun, it was crazy, because when you reached out to me to then, I didn't think, I was like, okay, I don't know, like hummus. I was like, okay, well, that is a food. So, you know, yeah, let it come. And then when I taste the hummus, I was like, oh, my goodness, like this is amazing. Like I never taste hummus like this. And then when I seen your menu with all the different flavors, I was like, how does she have time you know, to do all this, you know, sometimes you look at what we have going on social media, you wonder, like, do this person have a full-time job? You know, so, you know, it's alhamdulillah, you know, and, you know, I'm grateful for you reaching out into the community and want to promote, you know, Muslim, you know, small Muslim-owned businesses, women, you know, and, you know, just up to uplift of women. I think that was a beautiful thing, you know, for you, because you could have took this airtime and just made it all about yourself. You know, so for you to reach outside, it just shows how selfless you are and how much, you know, wanting for your sister, what you want for yourself, you know, and what that really means. And I think a lot of us have gotten so far away from that, you know, but mashallah.
Tarabakallah, sister, I appreciate it. You know, that's something that, you know, I really want to promote and get out there to the community. Like, you know, everybody isn't about self, and I want to see everybody evolve and everyone, you know, prosper, because times are hard. We know that. We know it's not easy out here, and especially, you know, if you have a small business, you know, like I tell people, I work a full-time job. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, that's my schedule. I do my hummus and my catering, which is like my passion. It's my baby. I have two grown kids and one still at home who's a teenager. And, you know, I'm getting that empty nest syndrome where nobody's home. And, you know, I don't really – my youngest daughter, she's 14. She'll be 15, inshallah, in August. You know, she doesn't need me to, like, take her to daycare, bathe her, you know, things like that. You know, I still cook. Of course, you know, they always want you to cook. But, you know, it's not that hands-on. So I definitely needed something to occupy my time because, you know, they say idle hands is the devil workshop. So I definitely don't want to be taking part in his workshop. So, you know, I try to find something that was going to be positive and something that was different. You know, when I came up with the idea of doing the hummus, because I'm like, okay, what can I do? Because I see all the sisters making these fabulous cakes and these scrumptious-looking cupcakes and, you know, doing these pies. And I'm like, okay, how could I do something different that's not going to be in the norm or something that people, you know, are accustomed to? I want to open it up some. And but I still want you to like it. You know, that's why I say I cater a lot of my flavors to the African-American community, because they're familiar with, when you say black eyed peas, they know what that is. If they say sweet potatoes, they know what that is. If you say Old Bay crab and seafood, you know, they want it. They want that. You know what I mean? Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
When I said I make a Philly cheesesteak, they like, oh, we want that. You know what I mean? So when I come up with flavors and different things, like my new one, jambalaya, everybody loves that. And it's halal. So, you know, I try to promote that out there. Like, you know, yeah, it's hummus, but it's not your ordinary hummus. It's not something that you're going to get in the restaurant at the store, because I even have a lot of Middle Eastern type people like, that can't be hummus. Yeah, it can. You know, it doesn't have to be plain with just the olive oil, garlic, and paprika, and, you know, parsley. You can add whatever you want to it, but everyone isn't up on those flavors. So that's how I made my product unique, by adding these real weird type flavors that nobody would to create them. So, you know, I definitely get that. And, you know, it's, you know, when you start out, it's hard and it's experience. And, you know, we have to be there to support each other like we do. We can't be bringing each other down. And, you know, you sew and I make hummus, I cater. You know, if someone asked me, you know, I was looking and I needed to find out, you know, some information on getting some items made, I'm like, oh, I know a sister who does that. She has a store. You can go up there and get her. Or, you know, if someone in your store says, oh, you know, I was looking to get, you know, my Walima catered or something like that because I need to get an outfit, you know, sister, I need you to sew me something banging for my Walima. And you listen and say, oh, you need a cater? Okay, let me get in contact with somebody because I know somebody who can do that. And that's just a way to network and to, you know, forge those type of solid relationships and form the good rapport amongst us. You know what I'm saying? So I try to do what I can do. I'm only one person. I can't do much, but, you know, I can try to pay it forward. first and foremost
right.
for the Muslims
and that's,
in the community.
Right, naam, inshallah. And that's what's the most important, and I think that's, you know, a beautiful thing. And may Allah grant you tawfiq in this life and the next, I mean. Because it's very, very important for us to uplift one another. Like, even in my store, I make natural body products, but I carry, you know, someone else's natural body products
right.
in my store, you know, Unique Creations. I carry her products in my store, and she's my sister, you know. So when she started doing her natural body products, I said, well, why don't you bring them up to the store, you know, and put them in here, and we'll see what happens, you know. And alhamdulillah, the brothers come in, and they get the little beard oil, and they get the finished shea butters,
right.
and, you know, the bath salts and things. I have another sister who, on Instagram, she's gifted a pen. She writes. She's a phenomenal writer. And
okay.
her cards are in my store. You know, she has Islamic cards in my store. So for me, it's all about giving back. I was blessed,
right.
you know, and I'm being blessed, and I want to be able to bless those, you know, around me. And then, you know, it's just so important, like you said, you know, to pay it forward. Someone does something nice for you, you want to, you know, give back. So, you know, and then even with the sewing classes, you know, I was like, I don't want to just sit home on Sundays. I want to do something. So, like,
right,
what can
right.
I do on a Sunday besides just sitting back sewing? And what happens when the store stops and I don't have no room to put nothing else? Okay, well, let me invite
right.
some sisters up. And you know, most of the hits that I got, most of the contacts that I got were from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You know, that's
okay.
like an hour and a half, 2 hours away,
right.
you know.
Right.
And I thought more people, you know, in my own area, you know, or Philadelphia, where I'm from, you know, would, you know, be interested. But, you know, right now I have 7 sisters, mashallah, you know, that's going to be sitting in my store with me on Sundays and teaching them how to sew for themselves and their families. So I'm grateful. I'm really, really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity.
Alhamdulillah, that's great. Like, that's beautiful. You know, like, people, like I tell people, you never know who's watching you, and you never know who's listening
no.
to you. So
uh-huh.
you have to always set the example. And by being, you know, small business owners, we have to work extra hard to keep
uh-huh.
and maintain our customers and make sure that they're satisfied, because, you know, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. You know, somebody get turned off by something that you did, weren't, you know, polite to them, or you weren't accommodating to them, can ruin your whole business, you know, as being a small
yeah.
business owner. So those are, you know, some of the things that we have to keep, be cognizant on, because they could be very detrimental, you know, to our business. So I definitely get that. And, you know, promoting your business and keeping it out there, you know, I'll be able to promote anything you put up. I'll share it on my page or share it in any
yeah.
of the groups that I'm on or any of the pages I'm on, because I know you see me just tagging you and posting here.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, everybody was aware of, you know, I want people to know what you do, and that you have this strong passion for sewing, and also, you know, doing it not just for Muslims, but other, you know, ethnicities and cultures who want to dress conservative. You know, everyone doesn't want to be out there in booty shorts and tank tops. You know, a lot of,
right.
like you said, a lot of your clothing, you know, is corporate America appropriate. You know, you work in a white collar type environment. You can't be wearing, you know, the whole pattern with 50 different colors on it and things of that nature. And the things that
uh-huh.
I've seen on your website, I would wear personally to work, because I work in corporate America. So I personally would wear those items to work and feel very confident in those, and not, you know, second guess myself. You know, like I was always told that if you have to think about what you're wearing, then you shouldn't wear it.
You should be wearing,
you know, you should
right.
be, you should always put on something that you don't have to worry about somebody saying, oh, you know, that's not appropriate or this isn't appropriate. If you put it on and you don't have to second guess yourself, then it's something that, you know, should be worn. But if not, then, you know, hang it up, put it in the closet, or do whatever you got to
uh-huh.
do with it. So how hard do you push yourself? Do you, like, really, like, I know me, for me, example, I'm a procrastinator, but being a procrastinator, to me, I work better under pressure. Like, if I know I have, like,
a Walima to do. I got to cater the food. I got to do two or three party trays and maybe like 10 personal orders. I'll wait to the last minute to do it because I like that adrenaline rush. So that's my high to, try to get it down to the wire. And I really like that energy. Like, I don't like to do things 2-3 days ahead. No, I like to do things, last minute and get that adrenaline rush. Do you push yourself really hard to, like, meet a deadline or, do you pace yourself out?
I think the only time I push myself to meet a deadline is when I have orders because, like, if I give you a certain date, I want to be done by the date. I want to have it in the mail and to you, sending you a tracking number and saying this is the day that you should receive, your package. But for the most part, right. I'm just what you just described. If I just sit back and don't do it, I work better when I'm able to be creative than I do when I'm just, when I have to do an order. Because with an order, you're doing it based on what the person wants. And, sometimes, I have more customers who will tell me, go ahead, freestyle, whatever you want to do. And I'll go based on, their character, their body shape and things like that. But for the most part, if I don't have any orders, I can just sit back and I'll wait and wait and wait. And then when I get that burst of energy, it's like, okay, I'm going to knock out 20 overgarments today. And, my children will be looking at me and be like, Mom, did you just, and because I'm like, go get a trash bag, pick the scraps up. And they're like, well, how many overgarments did you cut out? I'm like, 20. You going to do all 20 of them? Yep, go get me a bag of ice from the store. Get me a Pepsi, and I'm going to knock these out tonight. And that's just how it is. Even for the E, I say every single year for 16 years, I'm not going to sell during the month of Ramadan. I'm just going to focus on the Lord SWT and his messenger. And you always get those same. But see, for me, what makes it different is the loyal customers who come to you and be like, listen, I know it's last minute. I know you want to kill me, but I need something to wear. And I don't mind because I know they're going to let me make what I want to make. I don't mind that. But it's when new customers come along and they like, oh, I need something, and you looking like, okay, I don't know you like that, what are you looking for? And then, like one night my store closes at 6:00. I was in my store till 8:00, the week of the Eid, I can imagine. Determined to, have everybody happy. And, I've been in Wolf Bear for 8 years. So to go to the Eid and see 90% of the sisters in Conservative Creation, oh, my goodness, I can't explain. I was, so excited. And some people, are into taking pictures, and I always tell them, if you don't want me to post your face, I'm fine with that. I will block your face out. I just want, the body and the garment so that I can post it for advertising, and stuff, things like that. But, just being there and looking at all the sisters just walking across the grass and everybody looks so confident and they're like, oh, Nuseba, this is so nice. And, oh, Nuseba, I really like the way you did that for my daughter. And, even the little kids, because I only do children's garments based on orders. You have to order it because it'll just sit. Right. A lot of, people won't. They won't cover their children until they have to cover them. I did a few, and those few sold because people was like, oh, you got garments for children? And I'm like, yes, so, cut them down. And it just was amazing. Even the brothers, the thoughts and, some of the thoughts, I had one young man come in. He got a thobe, and it was too big for him. His mom didn't know what to do. I said, well, listen, I can cut it down. I can add a hood, and I can add some cuffs. And the son was, like, elated. Yes, Mom. Umi, please let her do, what she said. And I did it, and, he was just so happy with it. And that's for me, is the best part of my day. That's the best part of my day. It's just seeing my customers, walk out with their bag in their hand, like, I'll see you next week when I get paid. Like, okay, I'm looking forward to it.
That's such a blessing. That's such a blessing. So how would you define success?
How would I define success? Nothing beats a failure except a try.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times we base success off of just the amount of money we make.
Right.
You know, the amount of likes we get on Facebook. You know, the amount of likes we get on Instagram. And for me, if I don't get over 25 likes, I'm fine with it, because everybody that I sell for is not on social media. You know, so
right.
I don't do it for the likes. I do it for the expression that I get on my customers' faces. So for
right.
me, I would feel bad if I didn't try at all. And I remember getting the naysayers telling me, you're not going to be able to do it, and you're not in a good area, and, you know, that's not enough money, and, you know, things like, oh, you're going to have this in order to make it successful. And I'm just like, okay, and where is all this written at? And when you listen to those things, you do tend to question what it is that you're doing. And for a long time, I allowed it to get in my way. And then when the opportunity presented itself again, without hesitation, I said, yes, I'm doing it. And I was nervous. After I hung up, I was like, I do not believe I just told this lady, yes, I'm going to rent this property. You know, but when I looked at my inventory, and I realized that a law firm without had been preparing me for this the entire time that I said I wanted a store. And I have family members that when I post on Facebook, they were like, you said you wanted a store since you was a kid. And then I always wanted a hair salon. And, you know,
right.
as I got older, I told my mom, I said, I want a salon boutique. And she said, why? And I said, because I want to do my own clothing. And my mom was a stickler for telling me, stop trying to make the rich richer and put your own name on your butt. And
absolutely.
I was just like, Mom, who's going to wear my clothes? You know, she was like, you'd be surprised who's going to wear your clothes. Because I had this thing where I would take fabric and patches of fabric, and I would put it all over my jeans, and I would take
right.
letters, you know, when you get the letters from school, when you're in high school, and you
yes,
get your,
right.
you know, Letterman letters, and I would put that on my jeans and my jacket, and I was, you know, I was more punk when I was in high school, so
right.
my mom always said to me, your creativity is going to take you somewhere, you know, someday. So when she seen my business evolve the way that it did, she was so happy for me, and one of the last things she said to me, you know, before, you know, her demise was that, don't worry about me and know that, you know, stay positive and know that your success depends on you. If you allow people to tell you you can't, you won't. But if you believe that you can, you will. And so for me,
so
I just, you know, I took, you know, took that whole nothing beats a failure except a try. And I knew that I had to try. So if it was in Allah's decree for me to only be open for 6 months, or a year, or 2 years, I tried it, I liked it, and even if I have to stop, it should I have to stop, rather, and start all over again, I will learn from my own mistakes. So I've seen so many stores open, close,
right.
open back up. You know, I've watched social media, and I've, you know, other business owners, not just seamstress, but other business owners,
right.
period, you know, not respond to, you know, the clients when they ask questions. And
right.
all that, the communication to me is just so important. So
right.
I tried my best, and I always tell my clients, my customers, future customers, at me on Instagram, tag
right.
me on Facebook. So this way I know that you said something, and call me. You know, I
right.
say 6 o'clock, but if I get a text or a call after 6 o'clock, I'm going to honor that text or call, because sometimes I don't want people to wait 24 hours. And it's not because
right.
I'm chasing the money. It's just the professionalism in it. You know,
right.
I don't like to be left hanging, so I don't want to leave someone else hanging.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you in that sense. So in our closing, I just want you to put your contact information out there again. How can the listeners, anybody that's on, you know, the computer listening or on this call listening, how can they reach out to you or get information about your store and your clothing? Just go ahead and give us the address again, any other pertinent information that you have before we close out.
Okay. Again, my name is Nuseba Abdul-Rahman. My store, Conservative Creations, which is a boutique, is located at 446 North Main Street, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 18705. The number to the boutique is 570-540-9822. The store hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. On Fridays, I'm open from 9 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock. I break for Juma, and I reopen the store at 2 o'clock, and I stay open till 7. On Saturdays, the store is open from 9 to 7. Sundays, there's free sewing classes, so you can reach out to me on Instagram with conservative_creations. DM me, look in my profile and my number's there. Or you can reach me at Conservative Creations on Facebook or my personal page, which is Nusaiba Abdur Rahman. That's Nusaibah Abdur, Abdur Rahman, Rahman. And that's it.
Well, sister, I want to thank you so much for participating on the call.
You're all five more minutes, so finish, why don't you finish it out? I mean, you know, y'all can make it 5 minutes. We want 4 hours. We're supposed to go 1.5 hours. Let me just say and give you identification. You're listening to Religion Means Alive with the Homage Queen and now the Dress Queen. And she, sister Vera Aisha Muhammad, is going to help us by co-hosting and co-producing, really producing the shows. And I want to say to you all, if you all can reach her and you have any interest in shows, any controversial subjects that you'd like to see discussed on this program, feel free. I believe that God has blessed me, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified is He to our non-Muslim audience, and to serve our community. And by serving them, our community, we want to be able to service the business people and eventually put this show on the road where we'll have Religion Means Alive. We'll travel to the various cities, and we actually have people showcasing our products and services, and we can speak on how to best enhance our lives. And, of course, if people are interested in Al-Islam, we welcome them. But our program, my title is Muslim African American Life Speaker, and we know that comes from our call to devotional practices, higher al-salat, higher al-salat, higher al-salat. So I thank you. I'm going to continue and turn you back over in the hands of our wonderful, gracious hostess who is serving cyber hummus, and the sister's going to put the proper dress on us, which is righteousness. And thank you. And also, let me just close with a commercial. You can donate to my prostate cancer fund by going to Alfred Muhammad, Imam Alfred Muhammad's prostate cancer fund. I'm doing this strictly Sonica Fiza be Allah, and I'm getting natural treatment from a physician, board certified MD, who's treating me, but it's about $1,800 a month. And I'm living on love. So if I don't get any love, then I'll have to go conventional route. And I don't want to go to surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. So you all help me, or you can go to PayPal, Imam Alfred at PayPal, and send us a donation. I thank you so much for your assistance and your prayers. I'm turning you back in the hands of the Hummus Queen and the dressing queen, who will take you further into the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Alfred. I appreciate that. I just want to give out my contact information. I'm Caldera Aisha Muhammad. That's Mohamed. I am on all social networks, PATH, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you hashtag Hardy Hummus, one word, you can find me on any of those social networks. You could even go to my website, which is HardyHummus1word.wix, that's W-I-X, .com/HardyHummus. If you want to reach me directly, my phone number is 610-836-2120. I do cater. I don't just do hummus. I do party platters, demonstrations, and I cater for 50 people and under, Mediterranean and Caribbean-style cooking. And I can also do American food if you like, fried chicken, collard greens, whatever have you. I can do that as well. I just want to take the time to, you know, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us all this opportunity to, you know, express, you know, what our businesses are and that we all gain tawfiq and become successful in this life, and that it carries over into the next life. I mean. Sister Nusaiba, I appreciate you again for joining the call. I really appreciate it, and, you know, I will make dual for you, that you get all the success that you acquire and make dual for yourself. I really appreciate you joining the call today.
MashaAllah, and I appreciate the opportunity. And may Allah, you know, continue to grant us all success and, you know, protect us from the evil of ourselves as well as others. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen. Amen. Alfred, you want to close out?
Yes, I thank you again. You all listen to another edition of Religion Means Alive, and I hope we'll do this the next 3 or 4 Mondays. It's been wonderful, marvelous, and sister, you're a great promoter, and may Allah bless us all. We will close out with the walas inna and sandal because illa dina namina wa amla salihati wa tawasa bil haqqi wa tawasa bil sabra. And by the token of time, man is lost except those joined together in the man and women are lost except those joined in the mutual teaching of truth and patience. So we thank you again for listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. This program is open to all people of goodwill. Thank you, and see you tomorrow where Murad Muhammad, the world's greatest promoter of all times, will be on the air with Religion Means Alive in the rain. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Good night, everyone. Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.